We're up to Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Aleph, and we're going according to the Ralbag. Okay? It says, with the wisdom of women, she builds a home, but a foolish woman tears it apart with her hands. Okay? So, when it says the wisdom of women, it seems like there's a unique type of wisdom that women have. What is this unique wisdom that women have? So the answer is that there's people that have a certain knack in a certain area. Let's say I wanted to be an artist. Okay, so I could learn to paint, but if I have a talent for it by nature, it's going to be a total different world. Okay? There's a certain unique quality of women that, one, they have... They're practical, they're nourishing, okay? They could lose this, like you see in America where women are very competitive. They sometimes, so you see, they don't have this quality. But by nature, if they would just allow themselves, you know, to try to be like the society, to allow their personality to come forward. They're very, very practical. Rashi has an interesting example. Rashi says that the wife of Korach, how did Korach rebel against Moshe? Because the wife of Korach, he's quoting a Chazal that he doesn't mention this part of the Chazal, but Chazal say that she pushed him to go against the Moshe. You understand? That she was only interested in her own ego, and so she pushed her husband. While Om Ben Pelas, when Korach was ready to leave, she kept her husband in the tent and she wouldn't let him out. Okay? So the thing is, she recognized the situation. So the thing is that the woman that loses it could destroy her husband that way, because she doesn't have practicality. She only thinks of her ego and her own needs, and she wants her husband to satisfy her needs. But if a person has sense of what is good for her husband, so she knows that going against Moshe, you can't win. I mean, Moshe took the Jews out. Moshe was guided by God, everything. There's no way you could win against Moshe, okay? So therefore, she, Om Ben Pelas, she really recognized this fact, okay? So the thing is, there's a certain sense of practicality that she has for her family, for her husband, for her children, for the home. You see, that sense, even without chachma, without any training, if she just allows it freedom, then she will build, that's what it means by build a home. But however... But a foolish woman means where she's self-centered and she doesn't allow this part of her to operate, so then she'll rip her house apart with her own. That's not a purpose, consciously, but that's what she actually will do. And we also see from this that a woman must have a certain control over guidance of the husband, from the example that Rashi gave. So even though she's not out in front, but she has a large power in affecting her husband. And for good or for bad, she could affect him either way. In other words, sometimes a woman is vindictive and she wants to do damage, harming. I don't think the pasuk is talking about that. It's talking about a foolish woman, not an evil woman. Foolish woman is a woman that she doesn't allow her womanly qualities to operate. And so therefore, she really thinks she's doing what is best, but she's really only thinking of her own needs and not the needs of the family and the household, what's best for everybody. But she's only thinking of herself. But I don't think we're talking about a vindictive woman. All right. So the question is, says that with her hands, she does it, which seems to be vindictive. I want to say, no, it doesn't mean vindictive with her hands. With her hands, she does it out of foolishness. She accomplishes the same thing as a vindictive woman, but she's not doing it out of vindictive. She's just closed off her the quality that a woman has that she could benefit her family, her husband and her children, that's in the household, and to work within the house. She's a very practical-minded, and therefore it would be, therefore if she takes that away, if some emotion takes that away, then with her own hands she will destroy the house.